ADF warns WNBA, silencing Sophie Cunningham fans could bring liability. By Marianne Angela on August 22, 2026. Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, warned WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert on Friday that the league may expose itself to legal liability by silencing fans who support fairness in women's sports, citing two recent incidents involving supporters of Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham. The conservative legal group made its case in a letter to Engelbert. It argued that WNBA has betrayed its commitment to open dialogue. The league could face liability under the First Amendment and public accommodations laws, ADF wrote, because it singled out fans for their views but allowed opposing messages to stand. The message these incidents send is clear, the group wrote. Fans who know what it means to be a woman and who support fairness in women's sports aren't welcome at WNBA games. ADF pointed to a game between the Atlanta Dream and the Fever. Security personnel approached a mother and her 17-year-old daughter there and told them to cover their clothing or leave. The pair wore shirts branded with 20SI Athletics, a company that says it works to protect women's sports. Security described the shirts as offensive. According to Fox News, though the guard cited neither the arena's prohibited items list nor its fan conduct code. Today, ADF attorneys sent a letter to WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, warning her that the league may expose itself to legal liability by silencing fans' viewpoints. In two different situations, fans at a game in Seattle were bullied by a co-owner of the team for their pick.twitter.com/jxctpbwxlc. Alliance Defending Freedom, at AdFlegal, August 21, 2026. The WNBA later acknowledged the encounter. The WNBA is aware of interactions at last night's game in Atlanta in which fans were asked by league security to cover their shirts. This should not have happened, a league spokesperson said. The Atlanta Dream distanced itself from the decision, saying its personnel was not involved. Days earlier, Seattle Storm co-owner Celeste Keaton confronted two teenage girls holding signs supporting Cunningham during a game against the Fever. Keaton berated the fans with profanity and called them insane, leaving at least one girl in tears. The WNBA suspended Keaton for 5 home games and fined the team. ADF argued that many stadiums sit on public land or were built with public funds, which it said can render private conduct state action subject to First Amendment limits. The group cited Burton v. Wilmington Parking Authority and noted that Seattle bans discrimination based on political ideology. The incidents trace back to Cunningham's July comments to ESPN, when the Fever guard said she wants to protect young girls who shouldn't have to go against biological men. ADF said it is open to helping the league draft policies that protect peaceful expression. ADF's post generated a heavy response from users, who piled on the WNBA and its commissioner. Today, ADF attorneys sent a letter to WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, warning her that the league may expose itself to legal liability by silencing fans' viewpoints. In two different situations, fans at a game in Seattle were bullied by a co-owner of the team for their pick.twitter.com/jxctpbwxlc. Alliance Defending Freedom, at AdFlegal, August 21, 2026. Thank you for standing up for our freedoms. The WNBA has no right to discriminate against fans, or players for that matter. We stand with Sophie and the fans. Andy Frommel, at Frommelandy, August 21, 2026. There was an allegation, with video, of another incident at that Seattle game, with a fan spitting on Cunningham fans. I have seen no response to this from the Storm or the WNBA, quite unlike how fan misbehavior is normally treated. I think it would be worth raising, as well. Kyle Leller, at Kyle Leller, August 21, 2026. OMG. She protected her posts. The cowardly at Kathy Engelbert is afraid of comments. What an absolute failure. Dosendo Dissimus, at Dissimus 66, August 21, 2026.